This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, madness and sin. Big fan desire in the swing of your hips. That's such a nice song. He's such a good performer. He must really be. I know. I don't think he's doing the weekly performances that he was doing when we first got into lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, you know how we thought this was going to be like a six-week thing?
Yes, Vinny. I do recall that. People were like, yeah, I can do anything for 6 weeks. No problem.
Right. And then it went on and on. It
became a bit of a grind. Right. Like I'm doing free performances every week and having to come up with all new songs so people don't see repeats. This seems like a lot of work.
And material, too. He's like a comedian.
Right.
When he performs.
He's just easy, you know, to, there's certain people that between songs, they're just as good, if not better, than when they're actually performing the songs. Like they're, you know, relaxed and sort of naturally funny and they have
you
a good rapport.
You should text him
going.
And we should have him on sometime.
I know we should.
Blow
just
him
see
up,
what
Sarah.
What he's up to.
Get a hold of that guy.
Oh, no. Oh, you're being hilarious. I'm not allowed to text him anymore. Not allowed to. Over-texted. I over-texted and his management said, stop texting Matt, please.
He didn't block you, though, which is a good sign.
He didn't block me, and we do DM sometimes. You know, he slides into my DMs. I slide into his. You know how that's the kids
sounds
say.
Sounds filthy.
And it's so occasionally, but I try to not abuse it because I, you know, hey, I got the message. You only have to tell me once or twice. Anyway, it's time for the news. Let's do that, shall we?
Radio Alice Report.
Poor Matt. Oh, great. Another DJ thinks we're friends.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Entercom, our parent company, spent billions in research and development on the Radio.com app. It allows you to take radio anywhere you go.
Yep. Wherever
bring
you
your
are,
phone
so
with
are
you.
We.
Use the Radio.com app and keep the stream going all day.
Yeah, never turn the stream off if you could. Just turn it down. Keep the stream going. It would mean the world to us. Thank you.
By the way, I stumbled upon, let me see, it looks like her name is Malia.
Oh.
She texted, she wrote on the video that we had up of our acting skills yesterday.
Oh, yes, our mad acting skills, right.
And her, at Vin Hassan, you have to step up your background game. I am. Yeah. I've actually already put in the request for Alice or Entercom background, which I'll assign that I'll slide in behind me. And
who'd
if I have to, I'll steal the one that's currently behind Nicole.
Who did
when
you
I
put
show
the,
up in
request
the
in with, Vinny? Well,
who'd you send that to?
I sent that to
MM. Oh.
Nice. Well, at the very least, they'll be able to get you those 24-inch by 24-inch paper things that they
the
do
squares.
Walls with. Yeah, you'll be able to staple
that
to your wall.
Looking at it's. Just has a little frame in it, so you can easily roll it up and put it in your car.
Oh, the one behind you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. No, I don't want to do the... I want to be able to move it in and then move it out so that the missus doesn't have that behind her when she does her important high-tech meetings.
Right. Does she currently have your on-air and little hearts
those stay,
and stuff?
Yes, those two stay there. Right, they do.
Right. I'm going to say the Alice thing would be a little better, but... You know,
that's
then the white wall. With the
I'm
things.
Trying
sure.
to be as invisible as possible.
Nice
in
that's
her
tough.
Space.
With
it is tough.
Rig.
You're right.
Yeah.
So let me hit some of these stories. I got actually quite a few things I can run down here, but I just saw this and went, "Oh crap! You got to be kidding me!" coronavirus-themed Christmas ornaments have sold out. They include Santa wearing a mask, a bottle of hand sanitizer, and a roll of toilet paper. I think you can probably just use those items from your home and put them on
sure,
the tree, right?
Hang them right on the tree. Here's what this year is all about. Come on, Adele. Get your mask on. What are you doing laughing in my face with no mask on? Jesus. Come on.
I can't wait to see her on SNL, huh?
I agree. She's hosting, so she'll be in the skits and, you know. Oh, and she just dropped a bunch of weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying to see her. Oh, my God. It's going to be
great. It'll be, now that they're airing it at 9, I'll actually catch it. Our boy from Berkeley just flew today or yesterday. I'm not sure which day it was, but
yesterday
it looks
afternoon.
Like more and more people are getting comfortable with airplanes again. The TSA screened more than 1 million people on Sunday. That's the most people in one day since March 17th.
Wow. What's a typical day of
I don't know, but
screening?
I do know that the airline business, one of the CEOs for one of the airlines said, we won't be back to what we consider normal until 2024. This has completely destroyed our sense of normal to the point where we're not going to recover for years.
Damn, that's incredible.
I've never heard of maximalism. Have you?
Maximalism, no. Minimalism, sure.
Right, it's the opposite. So apparently there was
hoarding?
A trend over the past decade where people were buying lots of loud, bright furniture and over-decorating, and that's the idea, is the opposite of minimalism. They go completely over the top, and they're saying that coronavirus has killed maximalism.
Is that what I'm looking at here? This is maximalism? That's a very...
This is what pops up first.
Well, it's a pink and white wallpaper with a very ornate mirror on the wall. Then it looks like some kind of bookshelf in between some windows, big pink round chairs, a big mauve sofa. There's a lot of stuff in that room.
I hate it.
That is not the ugliest room I've ever seen, though. I really expected it to be more like Max Headroom's living room. Kids, that's a guy from MTV in the 80s. I wonder if some of that has to do with Instagram and social media, like that people want to be, oh boy, damn, that is, yikes. That's
to
a
me,
loud
that's,
ass room.
I call that cluttered.
Beyond. Clutter, it's like a candy store clutter, though. It's all multicolored and rainbows and.
Yeah, I don't
yikes,
like
yikes, that's horrible. It's a mess.
There are people who have improved themselves during this time we're spending at home. Mm-hmm. Here are the most common ways people have taken better care of themselves. They drink more water and stay more hydrated right now.
Okay.
You're home.
Yeah, you always have your water right there.
Staying in better contact with friends and family since you know, you're less busy or maybe you just are around your devices more. It's easier.
I definitely FaceTime people more. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not just going to call my sister. I'm going to FaceTime her, you know, see what's going on.
This
there.
Next one would have to be people without kids. They say they're keeping their home uncluttered, which is
that's not happening.
That's a kid thing. That's right. As soon as everything's done, you see a kid walk up to a drawer. Then you just go, oh, my God. You're about to start pulling crap out again? And the answer is yes. People are being better with money. They're shopping locally, spending more time with immediate family, getting more regular exercise, spending more time in nature, going on walks, and cooking things from scratch. These are improvements we've made since the pandemic began. Huh. You have some home cooking going on there. Clarkie.
I do. Luckily, the bread making thing has gone out the window. I mean, it's such a mess. We have a little house, and just you know, the kitchen's just gets doused in flour, or it used to. Luckily, that seems to have stopped. You know, it's again back to we didn't think this was going to last this long, and a lot of people I think poured a lot of energy into. Well, now I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and they're like, okay, I've done everything. Now I'm just bored. Now what?
Right.
Let's get takeout.
let's see here. This guy's name is Randall Whited. He worked for the Austin Public Library in Austin, Texas. Austin, everybody.
Hello, Austin.
You've been, right?
I have been to Austin years and years ago. Have you been?
Okay. No, I have not. I have been to Texas, not to Austin. I was in Dallas. Anyway, over the course of 12 years, Randall stole at least $1.3 million worth of printer toner.
Printer toner?
What?
Between 2007 and 2019, he bought at least $1.5 million worth of toner for the library, which only needed about $150,000 worth of toner.
Right.
He'd take most of the boxes of toner out with him, and he would tell people around who might be looking that, I'm taking these to the other libraries in town.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take these to the other branches. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. What he was really doing was he was running an eBay store and reselling all of this toner. He used the library's credit cards also to buy himself at least $18,000 worth of electronics, including video games, a drone, and a Roomba. Yeah.
Those are all fun, you know.
A lot of perks that library gave.
Yeah.
Who knew? The library finally caught on after a city audit and an investigation, and Randall was arrested for theft a few weeks ago. It turns out he has 5 previous arrests for theft and burglary in the 80s and 90s. This is his thing.
And he got away with it for a long time. What did you say?
07,
09 to now?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a lot.
This is weird. I don't know who wears this or why. There's a high-tech male chastity belt on the market called Cellmate.
I think I saw this. Is this real?
It's apparently real, yeah.
So it has, like, is there a hole where you can relieve yourself through and then
I don't know why what you would be doing this for.
Cellmate, huh? It's on Amazon.
They say a team of security researchers in the US and the UK just found a flaw in its code that could let hackers remotely lock every single one of these chastity belts at the same time.
Oh, no.
With no way out. Fortunately,
with
the
no
security
way
team
out.
Found the flaw
before
hackers did, and the company that makes Cellmate was able to patch it up quick and make them more secure.
Jesus.
So luckily, people didn't have to be cut out of their male chastity belt. I'm looking at that, Bryn, and I don't see how that works.
I don't understand it either. I'm trying to figure it out.
It looks like that part, the roundest part, goes underneath your your bag.
Yeah.
And that keeps it on, I guess, and then you're fitted into it, and it locks downward. Like you put your stuff through and lock it down, and then you use your app to free yourself. And I can see that there's a hole at the bottom. This is not the apparently there's more than one of these out there in the world, because I did see one that looked similar, but it had much less obvious escape route for urine.
If you're interested, the Cellmate now has been the hackable.
Yeah, don't worry. It's fine now.
Cellmate the hole has been patched, and Cellmate sells for under $200 if you find yourself needing a male chastity belt.
Who buys this? Is this for some lady or some other man to lock down somebody else's junk? Is this for a mommy to keep her son's junk in place? Like, who is this for?
Maybe it's cute sex play stuff between partners. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. I mean, I love
gag gifts.
Any kind of idea that a partner would come up with, I'm sure I'd be like, I'm down to try that. But this one in
Christina
particular,
got that, you'd wear it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I would want this one.
Seems dangerous, actually.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong.
I don't like it.
Yes, it does.
What,
you wouldn't put yourself in a little danger for me?
No, thanks. Prefer not to.
I don't even want to go any deeper than that. I was
not cool
thinking we could get in a conversation about it, but.
Yeah, it's just no fun.
A bunch of people in the current times have been virtual dating. 2/3 of people say, we like it. It saves time.
Why?
If the date is bad.
Oh.
So you meet online and you talk, and if the conversation goes flat, you can tap out. You're not out to dinner. You're not stuck.
That is true, and you haven't outlaid any money. Nicole, you're the only one dating on the show. Have you
Here
done
we go.
Any virtual dates?
Here
no.
we go.
I haven't.
Lie. Such a liar.
You're not chatting with people. No one slides, as Sarah just said,
sliding in the
slides
DMs.
Into your DMs.
No.
Really?
It's pretty dry.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Shit. Well, I don't really check it actively. I'm not like on it 24/7.
Well, get on that, Nicole.
You're such an anomaly. Like,
I am. What's with you?
I don't know. I just
she's
like...
happy being at home with her mom and dad and her sister. Like, she's really
and
happy.
Also, like, a lot of my friends, we're all single, so we're all kind of in this rut where it's like, ugh, what's the point? We're all like that.
Well, the point is
friction.
Fun. Yeah,
friction.
But is it worth getting coronavirus for? I don't think so.
Oh, there it is.
Well, I don't know. But that's, you know, you may find someone online with your online dating. Or maybe you check your DMs and there's someone nice to chat with. Who knows?
Yeah, I'll check and I'll give you guys an update.
Okay.
Good grief.
An honest one, please.
Okay.
Anyway, they say that it looks like these online dates last under 30 minutes, and usually you find out real quick whether or not you've got a connection.
Yeah.
So people kind of like it. All right. If you say so. Another thing that's weird. You know what's weird? Oh, actually, let me go back to this one. You know what's really weird? When I was young, I used to have to screw up the strength and, you know, and I'm not afraid of very much. I mean, not.
You're very brave. We know. We're aware.
But, asking a girl out, straight up walking up to her and saying, I would like to take you out, which seems like it should be the easiest thing in the world, actually is nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Well,
and there's no doubt that it involves the fear of rejection, right?
Mm. Absolutely. That's the only thing there is to fear, really,
right,
is that she'll say no.
Right. And the idea that kids have now all figured out how to soft sell everything, it drives me nuts that none of them have to, you know, get that, walk across the quad at school, walk right up to that girl and go, hi, I'd like to take you out.
Well, this is awkward.
Yes, it is awkward.
No,
you're right.
But I don't want to hurt your feelings. So
why are you
maybe
sweating? Yeah. I don't normally sweat like this.
It's tough, and you always wind up putting your foot in your mouth or saying some dumb thing you're kicking yourself for afterward. Why did I say that?
But good for you guys. Now you just do the online date, and everybody's gets off easy.
Oh,
or maybe that came out the wrong way. I have texts. I don't have time, though, so I'll read the texts, 800-400-3697, on the other side of these messages on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.